across the country, federal, local, doesn't matter. All could end up with a former president going to jail. And you've got on the other side, the other parallel track, you've got Joe Biden and his son Hunter, who are being investigated even as we speak by a special counsel. It's getting ugly out there, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. Trust me. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. Good to have you with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Tuesday, the political war in America has reached critical mass with yet another charge coming against Trump, state election beef in Georgia, and two House committees closing in on the Biden family finances. Both situations are already impacting the presidential outlook for 2024. Trump supporters will not be dissuaded from continuing to like him. And the same is true for the Biden people, unless it can be proven that Joe actually pocketed cash from his son and brother. Bribery will trump voting allegations and document hoarding every time, pun intended. Donald Trump acted irrationally, of course, by not immediately returning classified documents and trying to reimagine the 2020 vote. Clear thinkers understand that. Joe Biden used his power as vice president to enrich his family and perhaps himself. Clear thinkers know that. So both men have dubious resumes as the campaign begins, and no one knows how the controversies will eventually play out. Trump and Biden are entitled to due process, but that constitutional mandate has been severely damaged by the media and Justice Department corruption. Thus, we the people are facing the most chaotic presidential vote since Bush Gore. And chances are the Supreme Court will once again have to weigh in. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So we've got a temporary save of the Opportunity Scholarship Program, thanks to our friends at AAA Scholarship Foundation. I don't know who they are, what they are. We'll find out, though, because Megan Barth has been following the story. She is the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. And I want to find out, because a lot of people were very critical of the governor. They were very critical of the governor that he prioritized a stadium for the A's ahead of our kids' education and school choice, and he made some tactical errors. But the fact is that right now there are 600 families whose kids are staying in their school of choice as opposed to, you know, getting dumped back into the Clark County school district. All I'm saying is he got the job done. How he went about it might have been a little unusual. Anyway, stay with us. Megan Barth joins us, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. We'll talk about a lot of different stuff all across the state of Nevada. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right.
I can't tell you how many times I hear, why don't quality people run for public office? I'm happy to say, here is a quality person.
Hi, this is Ron Quince. Most people know me as Ron Q. When my family legally immigrated from the Philippines 40 years ago, my father told me that Ronald Reagan said that this was a country where you can follow your dreams and opportunity is boundless. You just have to work hard, be wise, and care for those around you. Now, 40 years later, we see that Joe Biden and his mindless puppets in Congress want to kill that dream and destroy our opportunities. I owe it to my wife, my two small children, and the Southern Nevada community to fight for our Constitution, to fight for our dreams, and to fight for our opportunities. That's why I'm a Republican. That's why this month I will be formally announcing my candidacy to be your conservative voice in the race for Congressional District 1. Please follow the Ron Quince for Congress campaign at RonQ4U.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Following his latest indictment, former President Trump predicts he will be fully exonerated. The latest indictment comes in Fulton County, Georgia, a 97-page document containing 41 criminal counts, racketeering and conspiracy among the charges. Mr. Trump's campaign calls it bogus, an attempt at election interference. And it's not only the former president named in the indictment. 17 Trump associates have been indicted as well.
It's going to be a very big case, not against just Donald Trump, but against a lot of his closest confidants. And that's something we hadn't seen up until now. We had seen in the classified documents case, Donald Trump and one of his assistants and someone who's a groundskeeper ahead of the Mar-a-Lago estate being indicted along with them. But we hadn't in those investigations, hadn't seen other people named in that. And now we have. So we see a much larger kind of presentation here.
The BBC's Anthony Zerka. In a curious twist, a document almost identical to the indictment appeared briefly online hours before the grand jury voted last night. No one seems willing or able to explain that. The death toll from the Hawaiian wildfires continues to climb, approaching the century mark. 99 fatalities on Maui have been confirmed by Governor Josh Green. Searchers continue their work in the massive debris fields on the island. Despite higher prices, along with higher interest rates, Americans stepped up their spending by more than expected last month. Spending rose 0.7% from June. In the month of June, spending was up by 0.3%. A plea hearing scheduled today in Newport News, Virginia. The mother of a 6-year-old who shot and wounded his teacher is expected to plead guilty. On Wall Street, the Dow down 207 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. 866-486-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
This is your KMTQ News Flash. With a huge number of apartment complexes planning to open by the end of the year, 2023 looks to be a banner year when it comes to multifamily housing here in Southern Nevada. A new report from Coldwell Banker Commercial predicts that apartment vacancy rates should climb and rental rates should start to go down. Now, the report says 2023 should be a record-breaking year with 19 high-end projects scheduled to be completed. That's a stark contrast to last year when only 4 projects opened. Local real estate officials say construction got kicked into high gear during the COVID-19 pandemic, but interest rates bottomed out and building costs also dropped down. Station Casino's latest project, the Durango Casino Resort, is beginning the hiring process. The local hotel casino just off the 215 Beltway at Durango wants to fill 1,200 positions ahead of its November 20th opening. Now, those jobs available include table games dealers, housekeeping, security, and food and beverage positions. You can begin the application process by going online to getajobatdurango.com. That's getajobatdurango.com. The downtown container park hosting a fundraiser to support the folks impacted by the Maui wildfires. The Ninth Island Love for Lahaina, that'll happen on Saturday afternoon from 3 to 9 at the downtown shopping area. That fundraiser to feature Hawaiian artists, more than a dozen Hawaiian entertainers, and Hawaiian food trucks. Proceeds from that event will go to the Maui Fire Relief Fund, Salvation Army, as well as the Maui Food Bank. Aussie singer Kylie Minogue doubling down on her residency at the Venetian. She has added 10 more shows to her original 10 over 5 weekends. That'll begin in mid-December and run through May of next year. Minogue's Voltaire show debuts this November. Tickets for the new dates to be available starting Thursday at Ticketmaster.com. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet.
Located on 215 and South Rainbow.
Home of the...
Still looking good to start this Tuesday morning commute as far as accidents go on our freeway. Still getting the all clear from Nevada State Police. Had an overnight accident, though, involving a pedestrian at the east side intersection of Flamingo and Pecos. And we're told lanes are still closed off in that area, Flamingo and Pecos. If that's still closed off, use Sandhill, Twain, or Harmon nearby to avoid Pecos and Flamingo. Starting to see some of the delays, normal delays on I-15, both directions approaching Tropicana because of the ongoing construction there. Mostly sunny, highs near 104 this afternoon. We do have rain in the forecast later on this week. Should be starting late tomorrow night, though. 88 degrees right now at Reed International Airport. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settle. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world! Number one!
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. Good to have you with us. Our phone line's available to you right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And what I want to get into, I want to give you your first opportunity to react to what you have seen and heard over the course of the last 12 hours. The indictments, 19 individuals, each with one count of racketeering. And what this is going to mean, is this the one court case that will trip up Donald J. Trump? He has survived Russia, a pair of impeachments. He has survived all of these. Is there one of these court cases right now that will trip him up? We're opening up our phone lines. We'll get to your calls coming up in just a couple of minutes. Andy McCarthy, and really just a quick side note, there is what I would call a parallel track here. You've got what's going on down in Georgia, what's going on in New York with Alvin Bragg, the federal January 6th indictments. You've got the Trump indictments, and then you've got the Biden crime family deal. This is, I can't ever recall a time in our history where we had two presidential candidates, prohibitive favorites, to win their party's nomination. And the fact is that they're both in serious legal jeopardy. Maybe that's a sign of the times. Maybe that's just the world we live in the year 2023, soon to be 2024. For instance, the latest, David Clark, or Chris Clark, excuse me, Chris Clark has stepped down as the lead attorney for Hunter Biden. So Hunter Biden has Abby Lowell and assorted other attorneys. But Chris Clark apparently has opted out. He was the architect of that plea bargain that kind of blew up in open court. And so he is gone. He is out of there. Meanwhile, Andy McCarthy is a former federal prosecutor and a Fox News contributor. He talked about the appointment of David Weiss as special counsel in this case, and he termed it laughable. Here it is.
Why do you say that this is a farce?
Well, first of all, he keeps being called a special counsel. He's not a special counsel, not under the regulations. Now, let's be clear, the Attorney General of the United States can pick whoever he wants to investigate whatever he wants. So I am not saying that the appointment or the picking of Weiss to do this investigation is invalid. However, he's not a special counsel. A special counsel under the regulations is supposed to be an attorney who's brought in from outside the government to investigate because the Justice Department has a conflict of interest. He didn't do that here.
Such as, what, just so people understand, Garland, that's what Robert Mueller was in the Trump investigation.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And I think there were problems with that appointment as well. But with respect to this one, what he's doing, what Garland is doing, is assigning the case to Weiss, which is no change because it's been assigned to him since 2018, and labeling him a special counsel, but he's not a special counsel under the regulations of the Justice Department for that process. And the reason he's doing that is try to convey the impression to people that there's some kind of independent integrity to this investigation, which is laughable given the way that it's been conducted to this point. Mm.
Andy, if Joe Biden is the Democratic nominee, and if he is standing up before 60 million Americans and gets a question about this, and the investigation is still ongoing, you know, sometimes they take years, can he defer? Secondly, if Jim Jordan and James Comer on the House side want to hold a hearing on this and call key witnesses before them, can they decline at this point?
Well, they can decline, Bill, because it's political. I mean, you know, they're not going to be able to make them answer questions. But I do think what they ought to be asking questions about is how much of the case is lost. You know, you just had a report about Hunter's lawyers kind of confidently saying, if the deal is gone, so be it. I don't blame them for that. Remember the WhatsApp message that everybody got spun up about a month ago? I would remind people, the sequence there is, Hunter does this extortionate message where he says his dad is sitting there with him. They're pressuring these Chinese guys. And within about 8 days, they start sending $5 million that gets into the Biden family coffers over the next number of weeks. That call, that WhatsApp message, happened on July 30th, 2017. The $5 million went on August 8th, 2017. Today is August 14th, 2023. The statute of limitations for most federal crimes is 5 years. For tax crimes, it's 6 years. All of that stuff is time barred at this point because Weiss never indicted the case. All he needed to do to preserve this case was file an indictment. And then the statute of limitations would have stopped and you could negotiate a plea agreement from a position of strength.
Well, the fact is that Andy McCarthy is exactly right. That the appointment of David Weiss is laughable. Now, I found it fascinating, and again, I look at video and different events over the course of a day. I am constantly prepping this show, but I found a clip from Karine Jean-Pierre, the president's press secretary. In fact, this is cut number four. As she tap dances around the appointment of the special counsel. Listen to this.
Following up on the special counsel, you've said the president wasn't in business with his son, but now that this investigation is in the hands of a special counsel, which does have some more sweeping authority, just to be clear, can you say with certainty that David Weiss isn't going to unearth any connections between the president and his son's business dealings?
I'm
going to
continue saying what I have said before. The president was not in business with his son. That still stands. And just don't have anything else to add. I've been very clear about that. The president's been very clear about that. Anything else specific to this case, I would have to refer you to the Department of Justice.
Can you say it all? It certainly seems that you all thought this was behind you a couple weeks ago. You know, now the president's son is facing a possible criminal indictment right in the middle of an election. Is the president frustrated that this plea deal has fallen apart?
So here's what I can say about all the question, the both questions that you just asked me. Look, so if you think about what Republicans in Congress have tried to do for years, right, they have been making claims and allegations, right, about president on this front. Over and over again, and month after month, year after year, they have been investigating every single angle of this, and looking at for any evidence to back their allegations. That's what they've been done for years, for months, and we've seen it over the past several weeks. And what's been the result of that? If you ask yourself what we have seen from that, they keep turning up documents and witnesses showing that the president wasn't involved, never discussed these business dealings, and did nothing wrong. There's been zero evidence showing otherwise, and so that's what we have seen over the past several months. That's what we have seen over the past several years, so I'll leave it at that.
There's been plenty of criticism over Weiss's appointment as special counsel from the folks who criticized the deal, the plea deal he pushed through that was later rejected. But now the attorney for Hunter Biden also suggested that if special counsel Weiss brings any more charges than have already been brought, it would be because something other than the facts and the law have come into play, suggesting that he could potentially buckle to political pressure. So you've had criticism coming from a lot of different areas over Weiss. How can the White House assure people that the case involving the president's son is being handled fairly?
Anything that has been stated or said by Hunter's representative, I would have to refer you to his representatives. That is not something that I will respond to. What I can say, and I've said it at the top when I was first asked this question, is that the Department of Justice is independent. That is what the president believes. He believes that this White House will not politicize the Department of Justice. This was done under the leadership of a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney, as you all know. And so I'm not going to add anything else to that.
Has support Weiss going before Congress to answer questions for the sake of transparency?
That is up to the Department of Justice.
Okay. Tap dancing around questions from the White House press corps. That's not incredibly difficult. Trust me. Stay with us. Coming up, the Raiders, believe it or not, the Raiders were supposed to be traveling today to L.A. But the problem is they're already in L.A. What happened to change the The travel plans, we'll talk with Mark Thomas about that coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, the indictment watch in Georgia continues. We will have all of the latest for you on what's actually in it when it drops and what it means.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I can't tell you how many times I hear, why don't quality people run for public office? I'm happy to say, here is a quality person.
Hi, this is Ron Quince. Most people know me as Ron Q. When my family legally immigrated from the Philippines 40 years ago, my father told me that Ronald Reagan said that this was a country where you can follow your dreams and opportunity is boundless. You just have to work hard, be wise, and care for those around you. Now, 40 years later, we see that Joe Biden and his mindless puppets in Congress want to kill that dream and destroy our opportunities. I owe it to my wife, my 2 small children, and the Southern Nevada community to fight for our Constitution, to fight for our dreams, and to fight for opportunities. That's why I'm a Republican. That's why this month I will be formally announcing my candidacy to be your conservative voice in the race for Congressional District 1. Please follow the Ron Quince for Congress campaign at RonQ4U.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so the deal is the Raiders were supposed to be waking up in their own beds and getting ready to travel to L.A., to practice beginning tomorrow with the